guys brought it again tonight, but didn't you? Is that how this matchup is just going to go? That team?
Yeah, there's a good game and two good teams. So, you know, we're obviously not happy with the result, but, you know, we play a good game, they play a good game. So, you know, we had some great looks in the third and the 6-on-5. Can't remember how many scoring chances we had, but we had a lot of good looks and, you know, unfortunate the way it ended.
Is that just tight games, like a couple of missed chances if you don't fall through, a couple of defensive breakdowns here and there? It doesn't take a lot, does it?
No. Teams, like I said, they're a good team and we're a good team, so we probably got the, you know, we probably didn't deserve the result we got last time and, you know, sort of even itself out tonight. So but I think today was a closer game. Could have gone either way, and got a lot of good looks. Like I said, two good goalies, and yeah, that's right.
Does any team need games like this as they look toward their,
you know, their, what do you mean by that?
Close, tight games, intense games.
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of those games, and you know, we're yes, haven't been on this side of it, you know, in a lot of them. So. You know, it's disappointing, but at the same time, you know, we knew we played a good team, so you know, we just gotta make sure that we learn from this and finish on a high note against Samson.
Mitch Marner before the game, and he ended up scoring a goal. Now, what is it about him that presents a challenge?
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. You know, very, very skilled and good quick feet, and you know, find guys open. So you know, he's a great player, and I think he's. You know, proven in the last few years, you know, he's one of the best in this league, and you know, he's been having a lot of success with Tavares on that line. So, you know, they're a dynamic group, and you know, they proved that today.
Eddie, sorry if you answered this already, but what did you see on that last play there with MD and Eddie? It looked like it bounced out of play.
Yeah,
it looked like it hit the mic out there.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know what it hit, but you know, it's a weird bounce, and I haven't seen it so. You know, especially on a flip like that, you know, I've never seen a bounce like that. But like I said earlier, it's been, you know, you got to make that decision, you know, right away. And, you know, they didn't see it that way, so a little bit of that.
Talk about your night.
Yeah, I felt good. I had good legs. And, you know, felt better after, obviously, after my game. You know, felt like my, you know, my game is going where I want it to go. And, you know, keep playing in games like these are a lot of fun. So.
Tavares said, look, we'd rather have the chances. All right, we didn't score any, but you'd always want to rather have the chances, play the kind of game where you have the chances.
Yeah, and, you know, I obviously want to score more goals than I did, but, you know, Freddie played great, Vasi played great, you know, they scored one more or two more Hampton at him, but, you know, we had a lot of good looks, but yes, wasn't going for it.
They didn't get up near as many shots in the first two periods as last game. But they were still, you know, getting some more goals this time around. Did you notice a difference in the quality of their shots in the first two periods?
Well, I think, you know, they got pucks to their net, and you know, the third goal is a good example of what can happen when you put pucks to the net. You know, hit our guy, and Marner's wide open and puts it in. So, you know, you just got to get pucks to the net. As a, you know, those ones are tough to say for our goalie. So. You know, I think we played obviously a lot better of a game today than we did against them last time out. So, you know, we're happy with the performance, but obviously not the results.
Victor, with some of the last few games, there's been lapses, maybe periods have kind of gotten away from you. It didn't happen tonight. Do you take something like that out of it when you have, you know, when you have a game like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, during the regular season, it's not always about the result. It's about the performance from our group, and I think today was, you know, was a. As good as we've been playing in the last 5-6 games, so you know, like I said, we're happy with the tenacity in our game and you know, the way we play, and you know, a couple of breakdowns that cost us, so you know, we'll learn from that and you know, change that for our last game for the week.
And last question for me, such a big lead in the standings. I know you guys don't look at the standings, but is there any challenge in making sure that you're up on a more consistent nightly basis so that, you know, you are ready for a lot of games like this?
Yeah, we're ready for it. You know, I think we proved that today. You know, it's easy to look at it and say, yeah, we got a big lead and, you know, let's not go in 100% in this game. You know, we're a professional group and we've learned a lot throughout the years together, so we always want to be at our best, and you know, I think we proved that tonight.
30 games to go or so, but Coop, why don't you get in playoff ready in terms of your game and the process, the way you guys play? I mean, these kind of games like this one in San Jose on Saturday, kind of like measuring ones that you can kind of feel against teams like those that are...
Yeah, they're good teams. Yeah. You know,